You could cut the tension in this room with a knife. A big knife. It's your B-More and Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. 1 second. Country. Hope is in the lead with the series. 4 victories to TJ's 3. You have a chance to tie this up.
I do.
Not going to lie. She trounced you last week.
Yeah. I don't remember anyone asking, though. Does anyone remember last week?
Well, I'm just refreshing everybody's memory.
I think last week was a record. We only played each one time.
Right. It went really
there
fast.
There was no singing along to the chorus and playing it for a minute, trying to figure out what it was.
Well, she just had this big meditative retreat.
I'm filled with
She's
so much
refreshed.
Oxygen from all the breath work I did yesterday.
Like, her brain is clear.
Her chakras are aligned.
Right. Mine, I'm perimenopausal, so it's foggy. Let's do this.
Okay, let's do this. 1 second snippets of country songs. Hands off of your keyboard so you can't Google it. Hands up. Let me see them. All right, thank you. This is hits from 2025. So these are very current songs. So here comes song number one. And the first person to name the song gets the point.
I can tell that you're mad.
I'm half surprised about that. We met. Morgan Wallen.
Girl Like You.
Incorrect.
No, it's since the day that we met.
Oh my God.
I thought that. Uh oh.
Giving you the whole thing.
I'm surprised about that.
Yeah, we know what it is. I can tell that you're mad. Oh,
now I ain't half surprised about that.
I don't think either of you deserve the point.
Okay, just whatever.
Like, I'm literally going to have to play the chorus. It's High Road.
High Road. Cole.
No points. All right, we could end up in a tie because of that. All right, song number two.
Liar, Jelly Roll.
Very good. All right, there's one point for Hope. All right, song number three.
Oh, come on.
I don't think either of you are going to get that one.
That's just mean.
Do you even know what that is? Vaguely?
She's over there
singing
something.
I think I'm humming. Something.
What the
heck? Yeah, I'm right.
What's the song? Oh, my God.
Never changed. Morgan Wallen. He's had like 50 songs come out in the last year, and they all sound the same.
I know. 20 cigarettes.
No.
I'm the problem.
Thank
the problem.
You.
Something
My
problem.
Goodness. You got it. I'm the problem.
I am the problem.
I thought you were all refreshed. She's got menopause as an excuse.
Yeah, my brain is packed with
you
hormones.
One note. At least I knew, like,
that's my
how it
favorite
started.
One ever. All right, song number four.
All right. Worst Way.
Very good. Look at TJ pulling
I
that one out.
I want you in the worst way.
All right. You have a chance to tie this up. Hope you have a chance to walk away with the win.
Cowgirl, Parmalee.
Dang. She was on that
one.
Yeah,
she smoked me.
All right. 3-1. Another victory for Hope.
Town with the dive bar. We can still go to the dive bar. I won't exclude you as a loser.
She just dropped the L word on you. All right. Next week, it's going to be 2026, so you can bone up on your songs. Look, we're only 3 months in.
You're lucky I love dive bars.
You guys, you know I love me a good conspiracy, right?
Right.
I don't necessarily believe them, but I love them. It's your B-More and Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. What the heck is going on with our government? They have registered the domain name alien.gov.
Okay.
There's nothing there.
They just registered it.
They registered the name.
Well, they probably registered it so nobody else could.
Nobody else can steal that. You have to be a government. I did a little Googling.
Okay.
If you're not in the government, can you register a .gov domain? So when you're looking at domains.com,
.co,
.co, there's a bunch of different ones
org.
Now. But .gov... it's strictly limited to authorized U.S.-based government organizations, federal, state, local, or tribal, and public entities. Applicants must be verified employees or representatives, and the domain must be used for official, non-commercial purposes.
Well,
so our government now has registered alien.gov.
Do you think because there's so much information about all the aliens that we have hanging out?
Well, News 10 posted a suspicious picture from their sky deck of a bizarre green light in the distance.
That was yesterday.
That was a tomato farm.
That was a tomato farm?
Yeah, that was a tomato farm.
I didn't get that far.
Either that or the Northern Lights.
Because it's all light up because they grow tomatoes there. It was not the Northern Lights.
It wasn't? It was the tomato farm?
It was a tomato farm.
All right.
Read the comments on that article.
Every single thing I've seen about aliens and UFOs, it's usually over a farm and there's usually cows being abducted. So, it being a tomato farm,
there is Gnae up there too. And they always like to hang out around the nuclear places. Whether it's missiles or, you know, power manufacturing plants.
We need to call Mulder and Scully.
Who?
X-Files.
Oh, my God. She just said who.
X-Files, as you know, X-Files
it's a TV
is the
show
secret government.
Back in the 1900s.
That deals with the aliens that are hanging out here on Earth. So those were the two agents that would just handle them, you know?
Our sitting president said, I don't know if they're real, but I want to get to the bottom of it. So he's trying to release a bunch of papers on that.
Okay.
Obama.
I'd read those.
Obama said, we got aliens. I don't know if they're here on Earth, but they definitely exist.
Really?
Yes. He said that a couple weeks ago.
All right.
So
you are going to watch this stupid alien.gov site every single day. You're going to refresh it waiting
till something pops up.
I know.
Can't you set an alert or something? That seems like a lot of work to do.
Well, that's actually it's funny you say that. That's how some reporter found it. They just have this thing set up that just searches, you know, .gov, .whatever. And whenever something's registered, it automatically would just fill in the spreadsheet that he's got. He's like, alien.gov.
Mm-hmm. That's suspicious.
What are they doing with that?
That's weird.
Apparently, I have something that somebody in this room might want. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
Those Neatos. Which are the latest craze viral thing for middle schoolers everywhere.
Yeah.
Locally yesterday. Well, my son found one blue square one. All they're squishy things. They're like stress balls. But they come, now they have like, it's called an iceberg or a niceberg. And it's a stress like cube. And
yesterday you left here hoping to get one.
So he has the blue one, but he texted me and he was like, Mom, can you pick me up after school today? Because a girl here says that they've got them around here, which is up in Irondequoit. So we go up there. I go, there's no way. They're not anywhere, Liam. I'm telling you. I've tried to search them up. We go into Five Below. You can see the empty rack. There it is. Go to like four other stores. Meanwhile, Steve is calling me. He's like, hey, I just called the CVS up in North Chilite. And the guy said he's got two. First come, first serve.
He's calling stores?
And I was like,
stores?
Oh, my God.
He's calling stores?
I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like a half hour away. All right. I'll get there. We get there. They're already gone.
That is
insane.
And I was
like, come on. And Liam's like, just forget about it. And I go, can we? Like, I would love that. If we could just forget about it.
If you just spent the last hour driving around looking for him.
I don't know if he meant it in like a disappointed
way,
like just forget about it, or if he's legit like let's forget about it. But I would love to not do this anymore.
But Billy, you have one.
I have one.
Oh,
I actually have two.
What are you willing to trade, TJ?
And their name brand, Neatos.
They are the Neatos. Yes, okay. I didn't know they were a thing, and I bought these a couple months ago, maybe 3-4 months ago, and I have them sitting on my desk. I have the fidget spinners, you know, those things that were real popular a couple years ago.
Yeah, those are so out,
if
Billy.
I'm like sitting on the phone or something, I'm just sitting there going zing, zing. You can't see it, but that's what I'm doing. So, I have two of these needles. I bought a blue one and a pink one. One for me and one for the wife. She enjoys them too.
All right. Well, what do you want for them?
What do you got?
Well, I don't know.
You got any Star Wars stuff?
No.
Steve doesn't have any in his room of autographs.
No.
That you could steal?
Mm-mm. He hasn't gone the Star Wars way.
Got any comic books?
No.
Or is it any camping supplies?
As adults call them, graphic novels. Yes.
No, I don't have any graphic novels.
Camping equipment? That's a good call. Any camping stuff?
I don't camp.
Any flannels?
I don't know.
I would take gift cards. Stuff. He loves going to Goodwill.
I would take a Blaze, like a Blaze orange or the Blaze yellow,
like a safety
hoodie.
Vest?
If you have a no, I don't want the vest. I want the hoodie.
The hoodie.
The hoodie. I would trade one of those. Although Steve, I'm bigger than Steve, right? Yeah. And by bigger, I mean fatter. That's what I'm really getting at.
Bigger around, yeah.
So I don't know that his hoodies would even fit me.
They won't. I don't know. Just give it to me because, you know, you're nice and we're friends. Do you want to cheese it?